Now we're going local. We have candidates for county commissioner. We've got Jay Strohmeyer, who's the Democratic candidate, and Todd James Geary, who's the Republican. And Dave won the lottery, so he starts.
Many times.
Well, thanks for having us tonight. I hope you're getting warmed up. This is just the swing shift. We've got graveyard coming with another round of candidates, I think. Anyway, I am Dave Strohmeyer. I'm running for Missoula County Commissioner. Good to be back up here. I was here for the primary candidate forum earlier. I live in Missoula. I work as a professional historian with Historical Research Associates. I'm a business partner in a digital technology firm called 321 Innovations. My wife is on the staff of Holy Spirit Episcopal Church. Goodbye, candidates. My two kids attend Missoula County Public Schools. I served for 8 years on the Missoula City Council. I also have previously worked as an emergency medical technician and as a firefighter with both the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management. And I'm in this race for a pretty simple reason. I believe we have got to have elected officials who have a clear-eyed focus on future generations. And for those of you who were here back in May, you've probably heard this before, but I feel every bit as strongly about it today. In this election cycle and in election cycles across this country, you've probably heard folks, candidates, and elected officials alike refer to us individually or collectively as being, we're just taxpayers or voters or consumers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we are much more than that. We're citizens, and being a citizen in this country means giving back to our communities. It means recognizing that there is such a thing as the common good and that we're in this all together, whether you live here in Sealy Lake or in Lolo or in the heart of Missoula. Public service is important, and I want to give a shout out to all of the candidates here tonight. I know there are probably differences of opinion, but it's not an easy thing to travel around the state of Montana for these statewide candidates. And I think they need to be commended. And I want to take a moment just to remember Mike Fellows, who was here at a candidate forum last week, Libertarian candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, who died in an automobile crash on the way back to Missoula. I don't think anyone thinks of running for office and that you're going to lose your life, but I think that needs to be respected and that someone needs to be commended like that for putting themselves out there. Some of the values that I hold near and dear and that I bring to this office, if you so decide to elect me, are leadership, land stewardship and conservation as a core value, making sure that we do good planning as a community, as a county, making sure that we attend to public safety and health issues, and making sure that we are always attentive to social justice. So I thank you again for the opportunity to be here, and I look forward to any questions that the ever-dwindling audience might have for us tonight. Thanks.
My name is Todd Geary. I'm the Republican candidate for Missoula County Commissioner. I'm not going to bounce around too much because I injured my knee on the way here. Getting old, I guess. I would have to say one of the qualities, and some of the qualities I bring to this election is the fact that I don't have experience in this and that I'm not a career politician. Because I don't have experience, I don't have bad habits. You know, when I run a few different businesses that I've had in the past, I actually targeted people that weren't experienced, so I wasn't dealing with their old habits. You know, and one of the things that drives me to be here is the passion, to represent the people of Missoula County. I was born and raised here. I am probably the only candidate, I believe, and possibly the only commissioner, if elected, that was born and raised in Missoula County. I also live in the county and have a pretty good perspective of what's happening. You guys are dealing with the sewer issue here. We have now also in Bonner been told we're going to be dealing with the sewer issue also. So I will be firsthand knowledge on that issue very soon. And I believe they'll probably coincide at the same time as we're dealing with this issue up here. One of the things that brought me here was pride, the pride in Missoula County. Like I said, I was born and raised here. I grew up here. I went to high school and different schools to build that pride. And during the course of my life, I moved away and for about 6 years, and I still carried that pride with me. And I spoke about Missoula all the time and how the people were in Missoula. That's followed me my whole entire life. And fortunately, I had a call of duty, I guess you'd say. I was frustrated with the things, like many of you, frustrated with different issues. And I thought, I can't live frustrated. I need to stand up and do something about it. And I believe each step in my life as I grew, I had different revelations of that nature. And then I was called on for public service. And it just feels right, and it feels like something I can do in a great capacity for the people, because my experience level is so light that I look right at the facts and what it means to be a county commissioner.
Okay, let me ask the first question again. What are your priorities as an incoming county commissioner, and how might those differ from your opponents?
Yeah. Stand back up.
Well, like I said, mine is a fresh, new approach, a virgin in the politics approach, where my focus is representation. I have no pure agenda or focus of my own issues that I want to deal with. The issues that come up to me that strike me the hardest are communication. Communication with our city leaders and our county leaders together. Communication with our city and the people in the city and the county coming together to have more insight and more input to the issues that we have to deal with.
So I think each candidate here tonight, both Todd and myself, bring our own life experience, our own public experience to the table. And for me, that means working in municipal government, seeing the ways in which cities and the county government work well or don't work so well together. I tell folks this all over the county, but the last time I checked, the city of Missoula actually is within Missoula County. It's not a thing unto itself, and it's not completely autonomous. So realizing the ways in which we can better work together and support each other, both urban and rural, is important. Another piece of my life experience is working in the woods. I was a fire crew and thinning crew supervisor on the 9 Mile Ranger District, and seeing the ways in which we need to do a better job as a county in Missoula County, working with communities for mitigation of fire impacts in the wildland-urban interface, I think is critical, and that's a piece that I bring to the table that I'm proud of and I think is maybe unique.
Okay.
What do you see as the biggest challenge to Sealy Lake economic vitality, and what would you do as commissioner to address it?
So one of my commitments relative to planning throughout Missoula County is making sure that we don't just create plans that sit on the shelf and gather dust, but they're actually implemented. So the Sealy Lake Regional Plan or the Target Range Neighborhood Plan are plans that need to be implemented. Here in Sealy Lake, I know water quality is a big issue. The ability for businesses to grow and expand is an important issue, and the sewer is certainly part of that big conversation. And you all are going to have an opportunity to vote on that here in a couple of months. So I think making sure we have adequate infrastructure, whether it's whatever it takes to make sure water quality is good and that businesses can expand, making sure that you have adequate telecommunications infrastructure, broadband. I work in a business where my employees could be just about anywhere as long as we have good internet connectivity. I want to make sure that that's a piece of the infrastructure discussion here in Sealy.
Could you go ahead and ask the question again? I just want to make sure that I'm on the right page. Go ahead.
Can we repeat the question?
Yes, sir.
What do you see as the number one challenge to the economic vitality of Sealy Lake, and what would you do to address it?
As Dave said, Sealy Lake needs to move forward, as we know, because it is getting too large for what's here. We do have, just like I'm running into in Bonn or Milltown, we do have a sewer issue. And to ensure that Sealy does continue forward, we do need to have a positive aggression or progression towards infrastructure. And I believe that by having public input, we'll all be on the same page with these issues as they develop and as they progress forward. With having input, of course, we're going to be looking at what's best for the people of the communities that these things are affecting. And that's, I think, the bottom line is making sure everyone's on the same page as these issues progress.
Oh, that's me next.
Adam Pummel from Missoula. One of the hot topics both here and throughout Missoula County is affordable housing. And I've been in the business industry for about 16, 17 years now. And throughout that time, I've seen
you need to ask a question.
Sure. Both the need for regulation and also a skyrocketing cost of development, both at the developing level and the home building level through the permit process and the inspection process. How do you guys both see the expense and the added cost that's come into development costs and building? And what would you guys do to try to address that, to try to help the affordable housing issue?
Well, we definitely need to address the people who are in control of the situation. We need to work towards affordable housing for all. And the only way we can do that, I believe, is to contact and work with the people in the realty business and places of that. As far as all the regulations, if we could reduce some regulations and put a little less burden on the developers, that I believe can in turn reduce the cost of housing. The problem we're having with housing is the population, and of course everyone's jumping on that bandwagon saying, you know, supply and demand. We need to somehow implement some sort of regulation to get people on the same page and to understand the struggles that we're going through to even try and survive in Missoula. Without the population, even the people making the money, aren't going to be making money pretty soon. So we need to get them on board at the same time and get everyone to the table at the same time so we can work something out that works for all of us.
Needless to say, there is no silver bullet. And when it comes to attainable or affordable housing, there's two sides of that coin. There's the wages in the region. What can we do as a community to make sure that wages are on an upward trajectory to at least try to track along with inflation? The other side that I think you're getting at is just the bare costs of building housing and how much that is and how that's affected by our regulatory process. One thing that I've heard from folks across the county who are builders is concern with our Missoula City County Health Department and some of those regulations. What I want to hear, and I have an open door policy, that's what I adopt in the workplace and in public service. I want to hear as many specifics as you can give me as far as areas where you think regulation is just excessive in terms of fees. We probably, if we haven't done it in a while, need to do a fee rate schedule audit for the county to really see how the rates match up to expenses in managing certain programs.
That's not a bad idea.
The present county commissioners we have play little games. Like they needed the $42 million bond issue to get Fort Missoula up and rolling. They're going to give some out to the outlying areas, but most of us stay right here. Then all of a sudden, they come up with the idea, oh my gosh, you know, we need a new library, probably another $40 million.
Okay.
We need a new, schools need upgrade, that's another, so anyway, you keep adding on these taxes. Cedar Lake basically is a retiree fixed income community. It won't be long before you price people out of here just by virtue of taxes. What are you going to do to try to keep those down rather than continue to let them climb on foolishness like Fort Worth?
Well, we might have a difference of opinion there because the items that you mentioned are voter-initiated, voter-approved debt, and I firmly believe that that's where it ought to be in terms of voters being able to make a decision on whether their tax dollars go for those particular infrastructure improvements. I think the treasure in the treasure state really is in the hearts and minds of our kids. So I have no problem investing in education and improving that educational infrastructure. You're right, though. I think voters are probably approaching some level of tax fatigue, bond fatigue, and people here in this audience and across Missoula County are going to have to make the decisions for themselves whether they want to take on any more debt, because at some point the $2 per $200,000 assessed value house adds up. So
I think Dave's right as far as the voter initiatives. That's why it's very important to get more voters to the table, more voters to come forward. And that is my plan, is to bring more people to the table and to these issues, especially issues that directly affect certain communities. I want to be able to contact these communities and bring them forward so that we aren't being outvoted so strongly by the city on these bond issues. The outlying cities around Missoula rarely get enough representation. And because of that, we get hit pretty hard with these bonds. And like Dave said, they are voted in by the voters. The problem is, I don't think there's enough voters coming forward to not vote them in. And as far as education, we know we need education. I think we really need to focus more on infrastructure for a while and quit worrying so much about the way the city looks as far as park systems and things like that. But again, like Dave said, those are voter initiatives. And as a county commissioner, that is our vote, the people. The people that come forward are the people we represent.
Okay. We have time for one more. Nathan.
What do you guys think about the idea of using a gas tax to help pay for the infrastructure, roads and such?
Well, I personally don't like the implementation of taxes to make up for overspending. And I believe it's a direct effect or a direct side effect of overspending, because now we're reaching into something we haven't had to for years. You know, everyone out in the county is going to be just as much affected as the people in the city. And a lot of people in the counties don't even go to the city. And again, the cities are going to be the one that are going to come forward and vote us out or vote this in. So I really like to focus on reducing taxes. I really like to focus on reducing the tax burden on the people of Missoula County. So to adopt a 2-cent tax on fuel at this point to me seems like just more of the same. I'd rather not keep doing the same thing we've been doing all this time. I'd rather see a different way of taking care of the infrastructure.
So I would be willing to put the question to the voters of Missoula County whether the county as a whole or the city of Missoula in and of itself wants to adopt a local option gas tax. I think that we have been witness of a gas tax that's been flat for years and years. Our costs associated with infrastructure continues to rise. We have crumbling infrastructure. We need to figure out some way to pay for it and to finance it. A local option gas tax or increasing the gas tax is one way to do that, and also capture some revenue from folks who otherwise are visiting our communities, using our infrastructure, and then just sailing right on through.
Okay, closing statement. So let's see, Dave started, so Todd, you start. 2 minutes.
As I've said before, I'm not a career politician. I am a Missoula-born native who wants to represent the people I grew up around, the people coming in, and my family, so that we're not so frustrated in this endeavor that we all face on a daily basis, so that we all feel like we are part of the process again. That's really what got me involved again into this, and really what spurs me is hearing the people not feel like they're part of the actions that take place. I'm not a professional speaker, as you can tell too, but I am doing better. But I'm extremely bullheaded when it comes to setting my feet in. If I'm representing a group of people, those are the people I represent. If I'm standing in front of a bunch of people who don't see those views the same as the people I represent, they're gonna hear them. And through this process, we're gonna run into issues we don't wanna deal with, issues that are hard to deal with. And I believe the more people that are on board with this, the more people will at least understand and be informed through that process. I came to this as a new politician of sort. I haven't had my day representing, and once I do, I'll set my feet in and I will follow the directives sternly. I believe that we need more communication between the city and the county so that there's less of this need to separate. I think the city and the county both need to understand the people out here are who we represent, not ourselves. And I would really appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Well, thanks again to the Sela Lake Community Council and everyone who is here tonight. This is important. This is democracy in action. Thanks to Todd for throwing his hat in the ring. And contrary to what you oftentimes might hear folks insinuate, I think local races are every bit as important or even more important than some of the races higher up the ticket, because this is where the rubber meets the road. Decisions that your local elected officials make are in your face every day. I work in the private sector. I've had the privilege of being a public servant in a variety of capacities. If I was to boil down into one word what my campaign, what my philosophy is about, it's stewardship. Stewardship of the public trust, stewardship of our public lands, making sure that things such as the Blackfoot Clearwater stewardship project, which I think is a direct benefit to this community and the whole Sela Lake, Ovando region up to the Swan, that gets implemented. That's important. And stewardship of public investments. It's a great responsibility serving in this role as county commissioner, and I think we need to take that seriously. I would certainly appreciate your vote. Go to strohmeyerforcommissioner.com to learn a little bit more about my campaign. My phone number is still in the phone book, even in this age of cell phones, so you can reach me at any point, day or not too late into the night. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Okay, stay tuned.